The over-self, always present. We live all the time in unfailing, if unconscious, union with the over-self. There is some life power from which we derive our capacities and our intelligence. It is hidden and intangible. No one has seen it, but everyone who thinks deeply enough can sense that it is there, always present and always supporting us. It is the over-self. The divine self is always there within him. It is never absent from him, not even for a second. It is the unfailing witness of all his efforts and aspirations. When he has tried hard enough and long enough, it will suddenly shed all its grace upon him. How is it that I am, and know that I am, substantially the same man as yesterday? Did I remember the happenings of a year ago? The answer must be that there is a continuous self, or being, or mind in me, distinct from its thoughts or experiences. The spiritual self, the over-self, has never been lost. What has happened is that its being has not been recognized, covered over as it is with a multitude of thoughts, desires, and egocentricities. Nothing could be nearer to a man than the over-self, for it is the source of his life, mind, and feeling. Nothing could be farther from him, nevertheless, for it eludes all his familiar instruments of experience and awareness. If we are to think correctly, we cannot stop with thinking of the over-self as being only within us. After this idea has become firmly established for its metaphysical and devotional value, we must complete the concept by thinking of the over-self as being without us. If in the first concept it occupies a point in space, in the second one it is beyond all considerations of place. Although it is at the very heart of human beings, the over-self is very far from their present level of consciousness. Nothing could be closer. Yet this is the supreme paradox of our existence, and the strangest enigma confronting our thought.